Heavenly Father, Lord Jesus Christ, precious Holy Spirit, as we become aware of your presence in this place and at this time, we pray that you would open our eyes to perceive you, realign our minds to believe you, and reawaken our hearts to receive you now and in the days to come. Lord, we begin by thanking you for all with which you have blessed us over these past unexpected weeks. You have gathered us together as one church from around the world, thanks to the miracle of technology. You have raised up an inventive and gracious team to plan and run our services, and you have inspired and encouraged us all in challenging times. We in Verbier have shared in the experience of churches everywhere. Our buildings have been closed, but the church has never been more open. We have been isolated, but never more connected. We have kept our distance, but we have never been so close to our loved ones, to our friends, and to you, Lord. We are filled with gratitude for all these unforeseen blessings, and we embrace the future of our church community with expectation. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Lord, we pray for our world, a place of indescribable beauty, yet a world that is broken in so many ways. We pray for an end to racism, injustice, poverty, tyranny, and to all examples of man's inhumanity to man. On this day, as we celebrate the coming of your great gift, your Holy Spirit, given to equip and strengthen us in all things, we pray that we may never fail as individuals to stand up for justice and mercy. We pray too for the millions who have been affected by COVID-19, for the sick, for the families who grieve, for all who work in hospitals, in research, and in essential services. We remember those whose livelihoods are at risk or who have lost their jobs. We remember those who are isolated, lonely, and who see no future. Be near to them, we pray. May there be a great outpouring of your Spirit upon all who are weary and without hope. And we pray for your church all around the world, meeting in cathedrals, in huts, and everywhere in between. May everyone coming together in your name be filled with your Holy Spirit today, so that they may continue unafraid, confident of the truth, active in mission. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. And we lift to you now all those who are known to us who are unwell, who are undergoing treatment, or who are suffering other challenges in their lives. And we're going to remember them in a moment of silence. We ask that you would be with them in a powerful way, and that you would replace their fear and uncertainty with resilience and peace. We remember all who have died, and we pray for those who grieve. Draw close to them, Lord, and carry them in these tough times. Finally, we pray for ourselves and for our walk with you. We want to receive all that you have for us, Lord. Right now, we hold out a hand, uncurling our fingers to reveal an open palm, awaiting your precious gift of the Holy Spirit. May we not be resistant or afraid, but willing and expectant. Come, Holy Spirit, and fill every part of us, especially where we struggle, or where we are sad. You only give us good things, Lord, and we declare ourselves open to you. We receive you now. Amen. And now gathering our prayers and praises into one, as our Saviour has taught us, so we pray. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive them that trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen.